Hello everyone, this is Annabelle. Welcome back to the In Waters podcast. Hope you had a nice break, and if you haven't got one yet, in this new series I will share why all of us need one from time to time. If you haven't had been bored during the holidays, you haven't had a proper break. As a full-time mom, my life fluctuates with my kids' agenda. When they are in holidays, my planning has to adapt. So the thermal break wasn't a choice, but I happily welcomed it. And here is what I found. Breaks are important. They allow us to witness the cracks that would not be seen otherwise. Too much agitation and doing, it's like painting a wall without repairing the cracks first. It seems a good idea as aesthetics is prioritized, but in the long run, it takes longer for the cracks to be seen and addressed. Of course, it is nice to plan activities that we often disregard during the rest of the year. Our agendas quickly packed up again until I felt a pressure in my chest. The presence made itself clear. Less would be preferable. First, less allows us to keep some free time aside. The peace and quiet time children fear the most when they come to tell us, "Mom, I'm bored." That's what we, as adults, miss the most. Second, less allows us to appreciate better the activity that have been selected for the holidays. I have watched enough Joshua Baker's video or read Marie Kondo and the like books to know more doesn't mean happier. It just means busier until we burn out. If you cannot remember what activities you have done over a certain period of time, that's a clear sign there were too many. When it is time for free time, silence is preferable. Doing nothing at first is challenging. Thoughts appear, list of things we should be doing right now pop up in our minds, and are soon followed by our very close friend, guilt, or the feeling we are missing out. It seems doing nothing in silence nowadays is like indulging in the most expensive and luxurious spa you can find in this world when we cannot afford it. Or we will miss the best moment of the holiday just right now. After some internal struggles about this free time booked in our agenda, our mind quiets down. This apparent quietness is precious. First, it is pleasant. Second, it allows the deeper thoughts and feelings, those we never give time to come to the surface. If nothing surfaces, congratulations, you have mastered your mind. If, like me, things pop up, well, it is time to give them our full attention. And that's why I call it apparent quietness, because the long-lasting quietness is hard work to obtain. Thoughts, feelings, and sensations come and go, push us to react. The urge to quickly react should be ignored, but just stay present. It works best for me to give my attention to the presence itself, the awareness of the thoughts, versus the thoughts itself. Whatever works best for you. After some time, we find true silence. That's real silence. Not the one from suppression, but the one from patient observation. I found that kind of rest and silence so profound, it regenerates me better than the most expensive and luxurious spa I could indulge it. But thankfully, that's not exclusive. From this silent place, what matters to us the most can be found. Those precious stones should be extracted and valued against the multitude. Usually after a real break, we know better what to focus on for the period ahead of us. That clarity comes handy for me, as before my break, I tended to do too many things and expanded my to-do list beyond what was right for me. That tends to happen when we lack perspective, when we act according to our thoughts and feelings, not from our presence found in silent contemplation. It seems that I often lose track of what matters and recurrent breaks should be incorporated through the year. At least, that's my excuse. In my case, summer breaks tend to be the longest breaks I have during the year. So, half of the year is gone before I can check it. That's why it is so important to be present all the time and to incorporate regular breaks in our agenda, like meditation. If it is not a priority, soon there will be no time left for it. We will end up running everywhere telling people we are so busy, and that is a clear sign a break is required. When I am present to myself, I find there is always time to do what matters the most. And what about those extra activity left aside? Well, they cluster our agendas as surely as too many t-shirts do to our closet, and they should be thrown away or recycled. This series comes to an end. Next Friday, the Inwarders will publish Going Inward with Regina Larco, the founder of Hashtag Impact and Hong Kong Podcast Guru. Regina will share what going inward means for her and how it shaped her in the impactful entrepreneur she is today. Thank you for listening and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.